for the comeback on the CQ. Just testing out the radio here. Everything seems to be working fine. This is a very good line of sight, pretty much a VHF connection between Coquitlam and Richmond. So, Ted, I'm going to hang around here. I got a couple more things to do tonight before I pull the plug. So let you go for now. I'll listen for you on the weekend. Just to recap, we'll be on HF bands from 80 through 2 meters, and we will have a radio actually at all times in the operation room on, we'll probably have it scanning the VHF and UHF ham channels, so like 14652, 58, 49, and others will be scanned. So if you actually put a call out there at CQ Field Day, we'd probably hear you. The E7LEE from Victor Alpha 7 Mike.
Practice my CW before I forget it again. I'll warm up on it. And I used to do 12 words a minute. I practice on Morso, if you know what that is, morso.fun, and it sends to me at 40 words a minute, and I gotta try to make it out, and it slows down. So sometimes I'm lucky I can get it the word at 30 words a minute, 25. And the so that's what I got to practice on. Okay, have a good evening, Mark. Yes, I'm just working here on the computer. I do a lot of work on the AI right now on the computer, and I was trying to set up Hermes, and my AI fooled me, Copilot. Oh, it tricks me sometimes because it's not always correct because I'm using the free version. Oh, there's a signal. I just got confirmation. I don't know if you heard that. 73's at Victor Alpha 7, Mike, 7 out.
Okay, Ted, very good. We'll have to engage in some more conversations on these interesting topics, including AI, but we'll save that for another time. I'll let you go for this for now, and have a great evening. Stay cool. It's still fairly hot out, and we hope to work you this weekend. VE7LEE, Victor Alpha 7, Mike.
V7HWD.
V7HWD for a quick signal report. Strong, loud and clear, 5 and 9 in Coquitlam. Name is Mark. V7HWD, Victor Alpha 7, Mike.
Yeah, I saw your page there. I saw you do that that low-end stuff there. Or you transmit on the, what was that band? Below AM broadcaster?
You're probably referring to 630 meters.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm active on the band, and I've written a couple articles. Did you read it somewhere?
No, I'm just looking at it now.
Okay. Where are you looking at it?
On your QRZ.
Oh, yes, okay, QRZ, that's right. Yeah, you can find me there, no problem. Name is Mark. What's your name, please? Name is Mark here. I'm in Coquitlam, over.
Daniel.
Daniel, great. And where are you located, Daniel?
Oxford and Suffolk.
Oh, yeah, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, you're nearby, that's why you're so strong. Daniel, I can't stick around. I've got to actually QRT here. I've got to wrap up some things this evening, so I'll let you go. I'm going to be on this weekend and field day, including on this frequency. We'll be monitoring it and probably even put out a few CQs. So if you hear us, call me back. V7HWD from Victor Alpha 7, Mike.
V7, Mike, V7HWD. I'll read your page, so I can pull out some information there.
Okay, very good. Hope to work you again, Daniel, 73.
V7HWD, V7 Hotel Whiskey Delta, VA7 Echo Charlie Papa.
VA7 Echo Charlie Papa, V7HWD, go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I was just monitoring this one here. Yes, it's starting to cool down, I guess, for some folks there.
around, just, I'm not sure what house, around the corner, I know that. Just around the corner and to the east. That's all I know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope I wasn't being rude, but I wanted to get back home here and make sure everything was all right. So, anyways, how was your day? How was your day today?
Hot. And now it's finally cooling off. I heard a robin, so the robin must know that there's rain coming.
Well, you should be lucky it's a robin, because not too many of those birds around. I think the starlings have invaded the area and chased them out.
Yeah. What did he say? There's going to be another? I thought field day was on Saturday, Sunday. He said he mentioned another field day.
Yeah, the previous operator, something about it. I wasn't really paying too much attention there. I was just listening to on the radio, broadcast radio here. So, but I heard you come in there with them.
Oh, I loaded my radio up today. I all stuff into my radio. Oh, they come in good. They come in good.
Oh, you mean your any tone there?
Yeah, all the DNR, Department of Natural Resources, all their different repeaters where they do their forestry checks, oh, they come in pounding strong. They come in better than the PC stuff.
Oh, you must have had it hooked up to the big antenna there.
No, just get them good. You would get them good just inside your house. They come in good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I know my DMR radio, it won't do AM.
Well, no, I think mine will, but, yeah, no, it does it AM rather well, but it'll receive all the DNR stuff. That's interesting. You get Lyman Hill, you get Orcas Island, you get their U.S. Sumo.
Yeah, I'll have to get you to put some of that in. I'll still look around a little bit to see. Eventually I'll figure it out, or I'll take a different option there. Maybe I look at it in any tone there.
Oh, the any tone. Oh, and I put all the resource roads, I put loading in there just in case. I'm bored and I'm somewhere and I want to hear the. I put all the channels for the Four Wheel Drive Association. I put them in there, all their tones. I put everything in there. I loaded. I'm just making this thing to do everything it can.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it has enough room there. I was looking at the I think the 890 there, and yeah, I forget how much you can put in there. It certainly has enough room there.
Oh, he could put three times whatever I'm putting in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. Get in practice. Yeah, I've fiddled around with mine a little bit more, and, I don't know. Maybe we'll eventually, offer up that feature, but I can't see anywhere where it says there, so somebody's got it, must have it figured out.
Yeah, we wish a local person would have had it figured out, and they can show you exactly whatever it is. But it, I don't know, that radio's not popular enough that it's just running around loose.
Yeah, it's okay. I think I'm going to go fill up my cup of lemonade.
Yes, I put all the I put the loading channels, I put all the resource roads, I put them, all 35 of their channels, I put them all in there, all their tones. No, the resource roads don't carry tones, and neither do the loading. I think there's 14 of those, put them all in there, and then I put And then I put all the four-wheel drive association that are on LAD 3. They're all their tones, Vancouver Island, Lower Mainland, Okanagan, this and that, and blah, blah. And I think there was maybe nine of them. They're all...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think I have some of that, don't I?
No, I just did it today. I haven't given it to you. I can get it going, but no, you don't have it yet.
Oh, I've got something that has LAD in it.
Oh, yeah, you probably have the LAD, but these are a different... It's not spelled LAD. It's different.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm talking about the ones that usually the truckers use.
Yeah, no, there's four of those, and there's all these rules and regulations on what you can use the channels for. If you're 30 miles from the U.S. border, you can't use two of the channels, and if you're 30 kilometers from Victoria, you can't use another channel, and then there's two you can't use in Alberta. There's so many rules.
Oh, interesting.
And I noticed that some of those... And the reason why we can't use them 30 miles from the border is that they're the input to the Department of Natural Resources in Washington State. I noticed that they're the same frequency, so that's why you can't use them.
Yeah, that definitely would be a no-no then. Yeah, you can kind of create a little bit of chaos there for them.
You know, I think they work in conjunction. The ISED works with the FCC, and they know who's weak. This is our channels, and and you leave these for us, and these are ours, and don't touch them.
Yeah, sure enough. Okay, well, just you're going to be around next while there. Two things. One important is get my lemonade, and the other thing is, it's an important thing.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to be right here. I got my water. That's what I need, more water. I'm going to have my water.
Roger that. Before I forget, how do you like those drinks that I brought?
Oh, that was good. That was good. Can bring more of that.
Yeah, the wife was asking, he says, what did he say about it? And I said, oh, well, he liked it. He seemed to enjoy it. So I thought, well, next time I hear you there, I'll just ask. She says, oh, well. Okay. So she'll be happy that you enjoyed it. So see you in a bit.
Yeah, I'll be here for you in a bit. And I'm going to see who else is on here. Anybody else going to do an activity for tonight on Simplex here on 5-2?